hands and just worship our Father. He's so good to us. He's so wonderful. Oh, come and just lift your worship to Him. For you have fought for me, defeated death for me, the weight of sin you carry for me. For you have fought for me, defeated death for me, the weight of sin you carry for us. Oh yes, Lord, your never-ending love, what you gave for us is far more greater than anything. Oh yes, Jesus, your never-ending love, Father, what you gave for us, it's far more greater. Everything you gave is far more greater than anything. Come on, sing. Ha. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God. Come on, wherever you are, just lift your hands and say, yes, Jesus, we can also tell it. We give you glory. Oh, Lord, come sing. We give you glory, Jesus. Oh, na, 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 na. You are good and you are kind. We give you glory. Sunday, na, ba, ya, na. Give you glory, Lord. From the charity for every one of us. Your never-ending love, Father, what you gave, you gave for us. It's far more greater, it's greater than anything. Come and sing with me, for you weight of sin, you carried it. One more time, for you have fought for us, Jesus.
Father, we thank you this evening. We honor you again and again and again. We thank you for the reality of your word. We thank you for the reality of your spirit. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise, so much praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the mighty things you've done for us, raising us up and making us to sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Nothing beats the demonstration of your love for us. Nothing beats the reality of your love for us. And you shed your love all over our hearts. And we thank you. We give you praise. Amen. All right, please see that. And for those of us online, you're welcome. So we have one more service together, and that's next Wednesday. Very many things I would have touched. Now, if I don't say it, you won't know it, but I'll say it. So very many things I would have touched, but for certain reasons, I'm dealing with them from a completely different angle. For instance, last Wednesday, we went into, addressing thoughts of stagnancy, someone feeling something's not working for me and all of that. The Wednesday before that dealt with the blessing, curses. So we are addressing things. We're dealing with things. But maybe not in the particular arrangement I had in mind from the beginning. Maybe not that arrangement. So there's something. Praise God. So something on? There's something. Is this tombstone? Can anybody hear? So, we have to be conscious of the experience we have here, and the ones the people listening online will be having. So sometimes we're here having a great time and they say, oh, there was a hitch with the sound. And then, the person that should be there is not there. Okay, we're hearing it here. They are not hearing it there. Are you hearing it? And that, can you guys hear it there? Or just we that are here? You can't hear anything. That means it's here. It's dong. It's there. Anyway, did we leave anything on? All right, so we'll be fine. What can you hear? Nothing. You're not listening. No, I mean inside what you're sending out. That's what I mean. All right, let's go on. So Ephesians chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Now, I'd asked us to listen to Ephesians and also to Colossians. Did I say listen to? Read? And I remember I asked us also to give attention, please understand me tonight, to give attention to Ephesians and Colossians, if you can, from different translations. It would give you a particular understanding of something that you need to get. You need to get that understanding. We can't spend too much time in Ephesians. I have just like maybe 35, 40 minutes in front of me right now. But we'll do it still. So Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians 1. So the third verse of Ephesians 1, we know it already, but Ephesians chapter 1 and the third verse, all right? back to chapter then verse 3. So it says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I'm using King James, so that's how King James puts it. All right, bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I would like to encourage you. Please understand this. And I know maybe what gives me a rest of mind, even if I get to kind of flow off what I might have wanted to address, is that the pastors are addressing these things. We're looking at who we are in Christ in the two churches up until maybe the end of March, maybe the end of April. We're digging into this because a major thing affecting the body of Christ is the issue of identity. A major thing affecting the church is the issue of identity. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we have. We haven't come into terms, you know, with whatever it is that Christ has done for us. We might mentally know these things, but they need to come into full reality in our lives. I spent some time also talking about meditation last Wednesday. I want to beg you, please, give attention to these things. I said something in Lagos Church, maybe like two or three Sundays ago, and I said that this is the house of bread. All right, maybe I'd ask them to, you know, get the teaching across so you guys can hear. And what do I mean by that? You are in a place that is known for the teaching of God's word. I want you to hear me well. All right? Your church is known for teaching God's word. Your pastor is known for teaching God's word. I mean, people reach out to me to ask me Bible questions. Pastors reach out to me and ask me Bible questions. Now, do I know all? I know there are still things. I mean, I remember I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, what do you think about this? I said, I will need to look into that. All right? I told him, I said, I have thoughts. I can tell you what my thoughts are, but I don't have a clear-cut conclusion on that. You're like, why? Why? Because they are thoughts. I can teach the same thing from different lights. I can come at it from, this is why I can teach it this way, but I'd rather go silent on that topic for now. And I do that. There's no problem about it. There's no problem about it. So we teach God's word. This ministry is a product of the word of God. So it will be wrong, please hear me, that you sit here, you're known as a member, worker, or maybe even a leader here, but you are not personally giving attention to the word for yourself. So you are where the word is. That's what I mean by the house of bread. All right? It would be wrong to go hungry for bread in a house of bread. Anybody hear what I just said? It would be wrong to go hungry for bread in a house of bread. And this is it. And maybe I should say this because, you know, everybody assumably should be listening tonight from the two churches. If God sends you to a church, it means a large percentage of what you need is there. All right? I'll say, if I have to balance it, I will, but I'll say. God is not confused as to planting you somewhere. Please hear me tonight. So you might watch TV. All right? You might... Some folk don't like the way we handle church. All right? Maybe you don't even like the way we deal with spiritual things. I might not be able to help you. It might be that you're in the wrong church. Now, I know that sounds like, ouch. Did he say that? Yes, I just did. Because if you're in a church and then you're not going to be comfortable with how they address certain things, you might be in the wrong place. You just might be in the wrong place. All right? I know people who didn't like that. People don't pray hot prayer. I'm like, if what you call hot prayer is what I call unbelief, then maybe you don't belong here. I might not be that blunt. Anyway, I'm usually not that blunt. But I'm saying, because what is hot prayer for you is I should be binding and casting demons like 95% of my prayer time. I don't think the Bible tells us to do that. I know the Bible does not tell us to do that. That for me is unbelief. That for me could be fear. Do I know there are demons? Yes. Do I have authority over them? Yes. Will they still come against you? Yes. What do you do? Resist the devil. And he has to flee from you. But I resisted immediately. You stay there. Haven't done all to stand. Stand there for. That's what we teach here. So we don't deny the operation of devils and demons. But they don't warrant that attention in our prayer time. Did you hear me? They do not warrant it. So, Sean, I feel, you know, I like the church anyway, but I don't like the prayer. Find the church you like their prayer. You know, this church, we don't always rubber band roll on the floor when we're worshiping God. There are churches where they do it easily. All right? Just find them and enjoy them. Enjoy them. I'm being polite with what I'm saying, all right? Please understand that. I'm not trying to, no. I'm saying you might not get the best of a place when you sit down complaining too much about the place. That's all I'm trying to say. You always come to church to get blessed. You understand that? You're there to be blessed. All right? So don't get yourself distracted. That's number one. That's one angle. Say one. The other one are those who are here heartily. Spirit, soul, body, but they are not applying what they are hearing. That is even sometimes more dangerous. So I want to repeat myself because those are the people I think are in front of me now. Or maybe listening right now. They are here. They are always here. They are committed. They are workers. They are available. But application is less than 50%. No. Then you will be in a house of bread and then you go hungry. You are where the word is taught. Last week, I told the story of how that when the middle floor 2007 and I will meditate many hours per day. Most of you that have been around for a while, you have heard that story, you can tell that story. Question is this. When challenges hit you, do you go to apply, I want to sit down and meditate how many hours per day? If the answer is no, why am I telling stories for years? I'm not telling story to excite you. I'm not telling story so that you can say, oh, I know the story, I've heard it before. I'm telling you how it had to be applied, even when it seemed like it wasn't working. That's why you're learning it. I mean, I you guys need to get that teaching. Because one of the things I said was, there's hardly a time in this ministry where we don't teach how to be led by the Spirit of God. I said, but it's always very amazing and sometimes very saddening when I watch people time in, time out, not led by the Spirit of God, who have sat under me for many years, hearing me teach on how to be led, and I watch them make decisions on not being led. I taught that thing for years. This church would not exist without being led by the Spirit. There's hardly any progress we've made without the leadership of the Spirit. In fact, the progress we did not make was because we did not get led by the Spirit in that occasion. I'm saying that so you place a greater value. A greater value, I beg you. A greater value on what you are hearing. As I said, the ones I'm addressing are the ones here. Because there are many divides on this thing. Now, I know once again, I've left my core in Christ. But you will get the point so you can understand how this thing really works. That's why this is being addressed. And maybe it's not just about us, but we know here that by stripes we've been healed. So if you're not careful, you can get into the mode of Sheshe, we're healed. We cuckoo know we're healed. But you're not doing anything to feed your faith constantly in that area. Please understand me tonight. So it becomes what we call a mental assent. You just mentally agree to the revelation. Oh, we do, the Lord is my shepherd. And we all pace. Ah, oh, glory to God. Woo, woo, woo. After the hoo-hoo service is over, there's no more hoo till the next service. And you're here, faithful. Here, committed. Eventually, look like, and she's going to that church. She's committed. See her life. The church gives you the word. The church cannot come and apply the word for you. You got to get this. Because it's always easy to blame the church. the church gives the word. The church can't apply the word for you. Bible says, be ye what? Doers of the word. Not hearers alone. So you that heard it should what? Do it. So it's a responsibility we have. Every one of us. Because like I've said, this is the house of bread. The word of God is taught. The bread of life, as it were, is being broken, being given unto us. Give attention to it. Am I clear what I'm saying, please? Give attention to it. Please. A number of times you've asked us to read books, and we're still going to ask us to read books. Please give attention. Give attention to it. For some reason, God engineered my path along the lines of Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Kenyon, you know, but more Hagin Copeland, but what we basically and primarily would just call Word of Faith. Andrew Womack. So for some reason. But I remember back then, as I used to be shocked up by Kenneth Hagin, like 96, no, 7, no, this podcast story was like 99, 2000. So I met a guy, you know, the way I talk about Kenneth Hagin, the guy wasn't feeling pumped. And I was almost feeling sad. But when you mention Oral Roberts around here, he's on fire. His eyes brighten up. When you mention R.W. Schambach, some of you might not know that name, he's like, woo! I had to realize that there are, the way God fired me up here, he's firing up some other person. Some other people are in love with Maurice Cerullo. They quote Maurice Cerullo more than any human being on the earth. This is where I'm going again. So if you're in a ministry where it's Ken Hagin, God had to wire the person in. And I'm not sure you're here. If not, listen, you will finish service here. Then you'll get back after. Forgive me. I don't do names. I usually don't. I was almost going to use one or two names as example, but I could be misunderstood. You could finish from church here and then get back home and start watching prophetic ministry. I don't know if you got what I said. So you're like, I just enjoy. No, I'm not asking you not to enjoy. I recommend messages to people. I introduce people to people. I don't have a problem with that. But sometimes if you're not careful, what starts happening is you start hungering. Wait, hungering is correct. I mean, you hunger for something. We cannot hungering for it. No, all right. All right, so you develop this hunger for something, then you lose a value for what you have. And then that thing you have, where God planted you, many people are hungry for it. You have it, you don't have value for it. All right? So you sit there, I say, they are teaching us faith and confession again. It's not to be saying it and saying it, I've been saying it, Joe. And I have pastors that tell me, please explain this faith thing again. How does it work? I have a pastor, not one, not two. When you come to our church, please, you are coming to teach faith. The body of Christ needs to hear the faith you are teaching. A pastor is telling me that more than one, I put a video on YouTube last week. A pastor watched it and, you know, she was telling me, Pastor X, I've talked to you about faith. You used to break it down. You are talking to me in that video. You didn't break it down well. Break it down. You have heard me over break it down. But I still look at people and I see that one didn't take a step in faith. This one didn't take a step in faith. That guy didn't take a step. And then they sit there. They sit. They've sat here for months and years. They sat down. After next Wednesday, I'm gone. Like hasta la vista. I'm gone. But do you know we have hundreds of teachings? All right. A number of years ago, a lady joined this church. Her brother was here, so she came in. And the first set of things she did was listen to everything I've ever preached before she joined church. I didn't know. Then she's, you know, talking to me. I say, hey, so there's this message titled this, you said this. I'm like, where did you get it? So I listen to it. Uh-huh, so you said, I want to understand it. Then you said this in the, and I'm like, the people who even sat down in front of me when I preached it don't ask questions about it. They don't. Whether they understood it or not, they don't get it. Oh, I don't know if they got it. Once again, I've taught how to be led. I've stated examples on how to be led. I endeavor to be led. Please be led. Yield to the leadership of the Spirit. Some time ago, I sat in church like all of us are sitting, listening also to preachers and preaching. Now I have a prayer of holding the microphone and talking. Doesn't make me better. It's growth and responsibility and calling and whatever else you want to add to the list. Many of you, by God, whether in your business, in your company, in Bible school, or in Sunday school, or fellowship at the office, God will have you teach people these things by precept and by example. It can't keep being my pastor used to say, my pastor used to say. You should say what your pastor said, and we now see you act out how he described it. Please understand this thing. This is the house of bread. I'm still studying God's word. I still listen to preachers. I still listen to a couple of messages today. I listen and read not because I'm coming to preach. No. I listen to grow. I beg you. You have to give attention to the word and say, this is how it works. I've come to understand this faith for healing. This is how it works. I've come to understand this faith for finances. This is how it works. I'm understanding my authority as a believer. This is how it works. I'm understanding this thing called love walk. This is how it works. I'm understanding this thing called being led by spirit. These are topics we've taught. We've taught them year in, year out. These things I just said. We teach them like every year in this ministry. A pastor was in a meeting some time in January. I was privileged there to speak for 7 minutes. He said he found me, went on social media, found the website. He asked me for web address. He reached out to me and said, I've downloaded messages from there. I've had people say that so many times. I've gone to your website. Everything you have there, I have it. Everything. For some, I've said, you've not put anything new there. I said, the ones I put there, I said, I've heard it. I'm begging people in this church, you can go let a message after service. I'm begging. John is telling me, I heard everything you preach, I can teach you back to you. I'm not saying some of you here can't, but I'm saying it should be a general, a higher ratio, right? Percentage. Because this is the house of bread. This is the house of bread. I was saying something to certain, you know, senior ministers, a decision I want to make. And it's not the first time it's happening. And you know, if I one of them, I had to call him again later and said, sir, when I told you about this thing, you really didn't say anything about it. He said, because it's you. I've come to just trust that you get what God is asking you to do. I said, hope one day I won't come and tell these people rubbish. They'll just say, it's him. He hears from I don't know if you get what I'm saying. But this is it. They won't have said that if they've not seen me do something that turned out right. And I've said this to the leaders before. I said, I want to say that about everybody. And I'm saying it again here. And I know everybody's hearing me. Everybody should be hearing me. Even if they're not online right now, they'll hear. I want to say that about everybody. I want you to walk up to me and say, this is the crazy thing I want to do next. I'm like, well, the last 4 crazy things you did, they turned out right. Please go ahead. Yeah, but what do you have to say? Nothing. Because sometimes it's you that God spoke to, not me. So I may not have a direct witness about what God is telling you, but you've proven over time that everything that sounds crazy works out. Please go ahead. I remember many years, you know, ago, we're still, you know, I think we're still in this building. Was it Pastor Elias Masfunga? I was talking to them. I said, I feel we should do this thing. What do you guys think? He said, there's nothing to think about it. I'm trying to remember two people I was talking to. He said, because when you say we should do something, it gets done. We'll just do it by faith. Even when there's no money, it's as if it's not a factor. It will be done. Let's see. If you say, let's do, let's do. I want to say that about everybody. Everybody. But because when God speaks to you, he doesn't check your bank account before he talks to you. God never does. Never checks your bank account. And I learned that from Copeland. God doesn't check your purse. Because he will supply your needs according to his own riches and glory by Christ Jesus. For some of us, the best we've gotten to, and it's bad, but hear it. The best we've gotten to on being led is always medicine after death being led. I don't know if you got that. And I shouldn't have done that thing. And God was telling me. And I should have gone there. And God was telling me. And I should have been there. And God was telling me. I should have met that person. God was telling me. Everything you've learned about being led was after the calamity. That's a bad place to be for a believer. Who heard what I just said? So your own lessons always come after the issue. No. Tell us the one you got right. Even if it's 2 over 10, we will celebrate you. Then becomes 4 over 10. It becomes 6 over 10. It becomes 6.5. Some of us still miss it. I still do. But you grow from the 2 or 3 or 4 over 10. You make a commitment. They teach how to be led. They've mentioned books. Let me go and get the books. Let me go and read these books. If you've ever read the book, Kenneth Hagin said, he knows a businessman that has never lost a dime in business before. But we've grown up in a world where they tell you, you win some and you lose some. But David never lost a battle because he was always led. So which category are you? Who are the people bringing you up? Even when we miss it, we don't say, well, we win some, lose. You can't hear that from my mouth because I wasn't supposed to lose it. I lost it by my disobedience or whatever it was that happened. It wasn't God's agenda of win some, lose some. You win it all. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith, whatsoever is born of God overcomes. You are more than conquerors. Thanks be unto God who leads us always in triumph in Christ Jesus. We don't win some, lose some. We take bold steps of faith. We take bold, we venture into it. Many years ago, certain pastors were rumoring in the city, you know, that my dad is the financier of this ministry. He's always sending loads of money. That's why Spirit of Life is able to do the very many things that they do. And I smile when I hear that. I say, when you excuse the reason why someone seems to be doing well, you won't learn what's going on. And you know what I knew then was one younger pastor. But I mean, I had to tell him, what are you even doing moving around everywhere? Face your work. If I'm not at home, I'm at work. If I'm not at work, I'm at home. Or I quickly just went somewhere, did something, I'm back. If I were talking at the back, first person that told me, I think second one, say, you put, stop moving around. We're at the back. And then we're here. There's the older drum. That in a ton. Don't tear, tear drum. One drum like that. So I said, oh, my dad is sponsoring. And I said, yes, now they said it. And I did what I did because it wasn't just they said it. He believed it. So I said, follow me. So I showed him keyboard, drum. I said, the person sponsoring us hasn't been sending money, you see. I said, we'll do what we do here by faith. We went to conference hotel to do church. I've been sensing in my heart move there for service. I was being careful. Then we went there for anniversary service, 2016, January. Some of you remember that service? That was where I announced that from next Sunday, this is our church. How much did we have? We didn't even have the money for that Sunday. We did. We didn't have the money. It was maybe Wednesday or Thursday. We now had the money for that first service. And we went ahead. Then over the weekend, there was a program here in Ijebu. You know, Reverend Moya Kionjo had a program. And then someone was there with his wife. We had met them through Pastor Land before. And they said, oh, they're leaving Sunday. Oh, church is here. They'll do Sunday service. And then they came. First service in a new venue. These guys dropped a millionaire. I called after service to say thank you. Like, oh my goodness. I mean, I say, yeah, I mean, a new venue, they just thought they should be a part of something new. That means if we didn't move and we were still here, there would have been likely no moving of God telling them to sow into something new, to a part of something new. Well, I like to talk about Abraham. He met the ram. What if he never climbed the mountain to kill Isaac? There will be no ram now. So when the right place and money met us there. It was a journey of faith. We've had many such journeys of faith. People see us do meetings in Lagos and what a day. See venue. See sound. Yay! Lagos. Every step is a journey of faith. And we've never come here to harass you guys for money. Never did in conference hotel. Never did in Grandin. Never did at complete events. Never do we harass for money. It makes people think, they have everything. Yes, spiritually, amen. I agree to that. It must happen. But there are times when we're sitting out here waiting for the next 1,000 to be complete so that check will not bounce. We've done that before. And I still won't come to church on a Sunday and harass anybody for money. And we've written a check to the venue people, and it shouldn't bounce. I'm not deserving anybody. We've had programming in Pistis Hub, Elevation in Lagos, 2 times that we had not finished paying for venue before the program started. But thank God for relationship and love. We paid a few days after the program. All of you have come, and those that watch online, good program. We've come, we've gone. But faith is at work. One of those events, one of them, January last year, one person did a transfer of 300,000 naira. I mean, if it's one of those regular names you get to see in when you're looking through. No. I'm not sure if anyone has ever done 5,000 naira before. He's not even a member of the ministry. Maybe you used to be. Makes it more interesting. He was a campus guy. So I'm not sure he ever dropped 10K on this campus life. I don't think so. Now showed up for a meeting and dropped 300,000 naira. We needed that money to balance up. Because before meetings, most meetings, and after most meetings, we sow seeds. You know when you sow seed before a meeting, the devil starts taunting you. Oh, tipe. Also, better let everything be complete and drop for it will be complete. We will be fine. We live like that here. We live like that. So if you're here also and you're a giver, givers are receivers. You don't just plant, you harvest. It means as you give, that money did not run away. It multiplies back. You have an abundance to do more. And you don't harass people. You put your faith on God's word. For so shall his word be that goes forth out of his mouth. It will never return to him void. It will accomplish what he pleases. It will prosper what God sent it to do. If I close now, it's all right, eh? We've only read Ephesians 1:3. But have you learned something? This is me talking to you. This is a house of bread. This is a house of bread. There's so much that has been taught to us. So much that gives you the victory that you need. Listen, I can assure you by God's word and the ones I've been able to apply, no matter how much in a ditch you are right now, there's a way to come out. Listen to me what I just said. No matter how much in a ditch you get yourself into, by steady application of God's word, you will come out. Paul says, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what some of us have gone through. We don't talk about problems because we don't magnify the devil. Please understand that. By a steady application of God's word. The reason, listen, and please hear me, please.
Please. Jesus gave all of us one person, the Holy Spirit. That one person knows how you can move from where you are to where you are supposed to get to. Hear me, oh. Jesus in John chapter 8 verse 12 now emphatically says, I am the light of the world. Anybody that follows me would never stumble in the darkness because he will have the light of life. Then we keep stumbling in relationship, stumbling in business, stumbling. We gave estate agent money. He ran away with your money. He didn't get a house, flat. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. In each of those instances, the Holy Ghost was there. A believer enters a bus. The bus has an accident. The believer is dead or almost dead. What was the Holy Ghost looking at? Well, it wasn't about the Holy Ghost. What was the believer listening to? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Meaning he knows where your green pastures are. But in our case, we try to be foreheady, so full of ourselves, trying to tell God where your green pasture is. When did you become God? 14 years ago, my coming to Jebode, as far as a number of my friends were concerned, was failure. And it's not me thinking. Something said it to my face. I still remember one that said he told his wife clearly, this guy just missed it. I respect him, but he missed it. He missed it here. But the story changed. And I think it's part of why they will say, we've watched you do things. We've watched you say God spoke. And it turned out that God actually spoke. But I've watched a lot of believers never venture in faith on whatever God told them. No backbone, no spiritual backbone. No backbone. Do you know how many times? Back then in 2007, we'll pay for campus bus. How much was one bus? 1,000 and something. It took the whole of the offering in the service to pay for it. And I've never asked church, give me T-Fair 2. I'll walk from here to my house in Imoru. Drink my gari, enjoy. I've slept here a number of times. Slept. To pray, to study, to meditate. Slept. I remember we were planning one program we had on campus then. You know, about four of us were here till like past 11. My wife was pregnant with Rex. 2009. Pregnant woman at 11 p.m. You Yoruba people used to say that if my friend is passing at night, she should put a safety pin in her cloth. And some of you in this ministry have done it though. You'll be surprised at how many superstitions that people are trying to mix with the things we teach here. Then you say, I didn't teach you well. Me, I know what I taught you. The word preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. I know what I've taught in this church year in, year out. And there was no bike at 11:30, no car. We walked from here to Imoru. A pregnant woman and four guys. When leaders meet in this middle floor here, when Rex's water broke, this middle floor up here, I didn't have car to call a member that had car. So we ran home, we had packed the bag, we drove to the hospital. Inside this middle floor here. Some of you are pregnant, we don't see you in church again. You give birth, we have to beg you to come back to church. And some of you think, you act like you are looking for a ministry where the leader is hard on you. I won't change myself. I speak in plain English. If you want to follow me, you hear my voice. I don't have to harass you to follow me. I don't have to be forceful to for you to follow me. But I know where I'm going. And I know if you follow well, you can't miss where you're going. Please understand what I'm saying. This is the house of bread. Why are you talking like this? Paul said, I magnify my office. I magnify my ministry. I know the anointing upon my life. I know what I've been called to teach. And I know what I have been steadily teaching. Listen, I've never taught on the blessing that there was not an unusual anointing in that service. It is usually rare. Go back to those teachings. Go back to them. Go back to them. Sit down with them. We have hundreds of them. During the pandemic, God sustained us. I had meetings that due to the pandemic, they were affected. There was no place to go preach. And I don't even leave my places to preach. God has taken care of us. I'm saying, should be a collecting salary. Should I tell you what the salary is? I shouldn't bother telling them. Because for 3 years or four, I didn't collect anything here in this ministry. And then after some harassment, I agreed that, okay, give me something. Some of you can pay me what I collect here. I've been saying that for years now. You can pay me. So I don't live by it. I appreciate it. During the pandemic, Father Sam, I sent a message to the leaders and I asked whoever needs 5,000 naira. I'm willing. Some of you remember that. And some people reached out and I could give it during pandemic. Because some strange money started finding me. Someone will say, oh, I found you on Instagram. I found you. God told me to give to you. Strange money was finding me when I could go nowhere to preach. December last year, I'm a facilitator on some online Bible schools. I just felt the need to say no more. When I preach there, they give me money. Meaning I'm cutting away sources of income. I'm obeying God. I didn't suffer. Some of you are too attached to things, too attached to places, too attached to people that the voice of the Spirit is not clear to you. So the reason why many of us might not be where we ought to be is not because the Holy Ghost is not taking us there. We are too full of our own ideas, too full of this is how it must be done. Too full of, I can't take it anymore. If it says stay there, you stay there. If Joseph did prison break, he would not meet the two guys that were thrown in prison that one of them eventually helped him to the palace. Sometimes our rough place is that place. God didn't put you there, but he will use it. So I've told stories again tonight. The one you should hear, the one you should not hear. I've told you a few tonight. At the end of the day, what's the benefit? Story time. Just add to your, well, he gave us this gist. And then we went to church and heard another gist. No. No. I'm committed to teaching the body of Christ. But this is my home. Now, yeah, like I told them in Lagos Church, I belong to nobody. I belong to the body of Christ. But at least this is home. This is home. I trust you've learned certain things. Put them to work. I beg you. The pastors will deal more with this, you know, solid series we're trying to build till end of March, maybe end of April. It's something we should do for really like 6 months or more. It will rearrange your thinking. The first Sunday, we're going to move to this ground floor here. We're cleaning the building. I don't know if anybody was around that day. One bird was flying and it fell down by itself on that back. Bada, Ezekiel, I still remember a few of the guys, you know. If I'm very superstitious, there's a meaning to that thing. But the end of the meaning is victory for me. All right? Listen, when they moved to Canaan, birds were always dropping by themselves. They just fall down to the ground. So that thing had an evil intention. It died. That's all. If you've heard my story before, I've been struck by lightning. It's not struck down. Struck by lightning. In this Ijebu before, lightning, it picked me. Fire came out of my leg. I could have run out of this city. But whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. You have God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Please understand that. First day this ministry was going to start, January 28, 2006. Not 7, church was 7, 2006. So the day before that was January 27, 2006. I was driving to Ife. The car lost complete control. I passed Gongon. The car by itself ran off. I was trying to overtake a bus. It had slowed down in a wrong spot. So I guess maybe I slept on the grassy side or something. I was going to run to the other side by itself. Came back. Somewhere in my mind, the next sound I should have been hearing was, bah! But I wasn't hearing it. The car by itself entered reverse, came back. So I thought, okay, it's taking me back to the road I'm coming from. Because it swung to the road going from Ife to Ibadan. Pulled back from there by itself. Swung to the road I was coming from. Pulled back by itself. Spun in the middle, parked. Villagers are coming out, screaming. I came out of the car, checked my tires, looked at the car, was obviously fine, sat back inside, kept driving. Some even saying, I'm not okay yet, I should calm down, there's nothing to wait for. I parked the car in Ife and all four tires went flat. Something kept me on that road. Someone kept me on that road, kept all the tires till I got to where I was going. I can give you stories, please. Some could be a four-four, you know, you cost it by yourself. Some, no. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, you've heard being led here too many times that it will be wrong that you sit in this kind of ministry, you don't give attention to God leading you. What would it cost you to be led? Be quiet. And what would it cost you to be quiet? Shut down the music if you have to. Shut down time if you have to. Hear what the Spirit is saying. You've heard too much of this here. Some of you, every song that is out, you know it. Every challenge they are doing, you want to do. How is that your primary assignment as a believer? Every slang out there, you must say it. If we're doing faith, let's do faith. If we're doing spirit, let's do spirit. At least one leg in, one leg out. It's you, it will not pay. Yeah, the one that won't get the result, the way you should get it, by the Spirit. Let me not lie to you. To meditate for 3 hours is not being so. If you've done 1 hour before, you know you feel sleepy. You feel tired. You feel, your flesh will cry. It is not beans. So if I say we've done 6 hours, I know what I'm saying. But you will see the results. For you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves would never wither. Anything you do will prosper. This church is 14. How many vigils have we done? How many 21-day fastings have we done? And God elevated us in this city. How? Because you follow the leadings of the Spirit. And the members here, they will finish and go and be watching prophetic on TV. Or just sit down and not give attention to the word after service. Or be looking for which special program that can bless you. The one they taught you, have you done anything with it? I recommend messages. Don't forget that. But be careful not to lose the sense of what you were taught. Please. So next Wednesday will be our final Wednesday together. Let's see how the flow goes then. All right? But between now and then, if you can, please listen to all I've said from the first Wednesday in January. I think that's very possible. Listen to everything I've said. If you can, 2, 3, 4 times, listen. Take notes. Get radical. For the last like 2 or 3 Wednesdays, we'll be ending with some strong confessions in this place. Beg those guys, if you can't do it by yourself, cut out those confessions. Add them to your library. So you fire them. I mean, there's what to do. I have a particular Ken Hagin message. I know where to take it back to. And I used to do that when it was cassette. Because you just switch into meditation and then start meditating and come. I'm not going to buck in it. I'll rewind it. Play. Bow. Fire me again. Rewind. Play. Fire me again. Rewind. Play. Fire me again. Till I can fire on my own. The times I learned how to pray for long hours was with Kenneth Hagin's messages. Just keep playing and praying. Keep playing and praying. Keep playing and praying. Till something starts sinking inside you. Something starts sinking. Someone says, but I'm busy. I'm busy. You have 24 hours. You have 24 hours. Cut a lot of things off it. Cut a lot of things. Gloria Copeland says, if you're too busy for God, you're too busy. Huh? When David is told there's a battle, what a king should do is give the charge. David will first go and ask God. You're not as busy as David was. And he still told himself, I won't enter battle without asking God first. We've taught healing in this church. We've recommended materials on faith, how to be led, the authority of a believer, the love walk. I mean, the things you need, the basics for the life of a believer, they're all available to you. Sometime last year, I made this message available, Understanding Life, part 1 to 12. I said it should be announced here. I don't think, I might be wrong, but I don't think half of the people heard it. I met a woman recently. She sent me a message. She got stuck on part 2. She got stuck. His message is hot. Got stuck on part 2. Go and listen to it. Go and listen to it. I have times I'm preparing for some meetings, I listen to some of my messages. Sometimes I listen to them like I listen, but sometimes I'm preparing for something, I need to place something I said inside something. Me, myself. Because there was an anointing there. So I don't even play with the anointing me I'm having. Because it's not me. There's an anointing I use in ministry. I say, I need that thing. I need to prepare with it. Lift your hands, please. I don't know what you want to say, but you could start with, Lord, I thank you for planting me here, if that's what you want to say. At least thank him. I trust that something is dropped. Now, you might hear something I didn't say, but one thing I think you should have heard was, give attention to the word of God. That was clear. Give attention to the authority of believer, faith, be led. Give attention. Not just your pastor said it. No, it's the word of God. Give attention. Lord, I give attention to these things. I give attention. Meditate on these things. Paul told Timothy, give yourself completely to them so that your profiting may appear unto all. Meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. Give yourself completely to them. Give yourself completely to them so that your profiting may appear. Meditate on these things. Give yourself completely to them so that your profit may appear. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Amen. Praise God. All right, so one more Wednesday, right? So I've said that before. So influence of the Spirit is on Sunday, yeah? So, please hear the last one again. I don't know if you have. Hear it. I want to beg you. Hear it. Create time. Hear it. I want to beg you. Create time for these things, all right? So those of you listening online, I'm sure they'll post account details, I suppose, on the screen. If you're here, you're giving. The ushers have envelopes if you need any, if you want to do a transfer. So most of you won't be in Lagos on Sunday, but try. Listen on Spreaker. Please, listen. Eh? And watch, if you can do video. Watch. I'll see everybody next Wednesday. Thank you. All right. Say in the name of Jesus, I'm led by the Spirit. I am sensitive to the things of God. I am sensitive to the things of the Spirit. I have victory upon victory upon victory upon victory by the Word and by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Bye.